When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Doc.
That's right, kids. Time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine, Canada's only national coast-to-coast hunting, fishing, and all good things outdoor publication. If you don't have one in your hand or close by, change that. Would you go to outdoorcanada.ca? That's outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll hook you up. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Ange.
A wonderful day in paradise, I assume?
You know, we sent you that hot, humid weather,
yeah.
and we got a stormy system blowing through right now. But listen, it's the opening of musky season here today, so
yes.
Nothing's going to stop us.
We had an interesting gentleman. I don't know whether he had a chance to go on to our webcast yesterday or not, but we had Dr. Stephen Cook on for 2 hours. And, oh, my God, it was absolutely outstanding, the stuff that that man told us.
Incredible. Yeah, I actually know Stephen, and everything he does is the one thing I do like about Stephen's work, Ange, it's so applicable. So
yeah.
Much of it, at least, is applicable to what we do. It's kind of, in some respects, angler-based science. That relates, you know, it's not just the pure fishery science, and it is very, very cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fascinating gentleman. Anyways, we've got Father's Day coming up. We've got, as you said, musky season opening. We've got bass season opening. This is a great time to be in the outdoors. Let's talk about those five awesome fishing spots that are lurking out there and easily to overlook by most of us.
Now, give me a hint. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I've got in front of me recent blogs by the Doc, five awesome fishing spots that are surprisingly easy to overlook.
Oh, boy. I don't know that blog. Now, Sarah has sent you something that she has not sent me. You've stumped me for the first time, Ange.
We finally did it.
You finally did it. I've written so much recent stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, and you think you, and this is what Liam and I are actually, I swear this is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Opening of musky season today, and we have made it a point. Three out of four spots we're going to fish today are spots we've never, ever fished. So if we fish 15, 16 spots today, at least a dozen are places we've never, ever been. And that's the only way you learn.
That is fantastic. I love those trips. I absolutely love those trips. Fantastic. Good for you.
And, you know, the other thing, we do know where many of them are. And over the course of, you know, fishing for walleyes or smallmouth or whatever, we've said, we got to come back here and try this spot here for muskies. And every one of them, the other thing, Ange, they're little tiny isolated. They are spots that we can throw maybe a dozen, 15 casts and cover it really, really well. So it's the kind of spots, if there's a muskie there today, she's going to come roaring out chasing really quickly.
Do you have good reports on it, or on these areas?
Never. Now, one or two of them, we may have seen a fish in the pad, may have been fishing for smallmouth, and we saw something coming in behind it. But in truth, we have never thrown a bait on these spots before for muskies.
Good for you, buddy. I'm excited for you now. That's great.
He rigged the rods 2 months ago. I swear this is the truth as well. 2 months ago has had the rods rigged, re-spooled, baits tied on. He came over again yesterday about 5 o'clock last night, stayed till 9. We got the boat all set. It's in the driveway. I can see it out my window right this minute. And before you leave that studio today, we'll have made our first cast.
Oh, good for you, buddy. And there's next week's show right there. We don't even have to have a script for that one.
We may get skunked.
That's all right. I know you're going to have a good time anyways, my friend. Listen, all the best to you and Liam. Have a great time out there, and make sure you get something to report next week.
Okay, and happy Father's Day, Ange.
Same to you and all the fathers out there. Thanks, Gordy.
Okay,
that
care.
Is it, Michael. We survived it.
Another one.
Ooh, man. All right. On behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal and Fishing Canada team, over there is Michael Mooring. We've got Joe Gorskowski, who is off ill today, apparently. Derek Brandeo and all the rest. Sarah Pollock. On behalf of all those fine folks, I'm Angela Boyle saying have a great weekend, folks. And happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Take care.